Come prick up your ears if they are not gone, for this deponent has lost his own. His neck goes next, his 40-1, which nobody can deny. Now this deponent doth depose that he was once one of the king's foes, but now he thanks God he's none of those, sure our deponent will lie. Next he swears there was Harry the 8th, who was divorced from's first wife Kate, and that he cut off another's pate, which nobody can deny. Even so, quoth he, I can witness bring, that queen did consent to the death of the king, but we are informed there was no such thing, sure our deponent will lie. He swears that before the Tower of Babel, Cain knocked on the head of his brother Abel. Here he swears to a truth and not to a fable, which nobody can deny. Even so, quoth he, this bloody work was carried on by his brother of York, but his highness is neither a Jew nor a Turk, for our deponent will lie. He swears that once in Noah's time there was a great flood which brought a great stream, and all were drowned that could not swim, which nobody can deny. And now, God help us, we're all in a fright. He swears we might have been ruined quite. Our throats should all have been cut in the night. Sure our deponent will lie. Farther, he swears that St. Peter from heaven had such an absolute power given, that who he pleased were condemned or forgiven, which nobody can deny. Even so, he swears that commissions went out from the Pope to raise both horse and foot, that whom they pleased they might slash and cut, sure our deponent will lie. Somewhere or other, St. Paul does aver that an oath puts an end to all bustle and stir, by which he confirms that 'tis lawful to swear, which nobody can deny. There was foolish swearing in former days, but our deponent hath altered the case, for has made more mischief than ever there was, sure our deponent will lie.